tudo bom. Só sou dentro, mas não sabes nada. But if you can go to another street, avoiding the problem of enjoying the fragrance of desire, then Dovashim is having his own. That's what all is. You hope that I can come up to you with the Epsha. Now this is the first. The second version is, Ikedamre, Epsha will be having Hanepuk Tayyid, the Rebbe, the Rebbe Shimeh. That if it is Efshar Beloyim Yechavim, so according to the second version, so according to Rav Shimon it's Mutar, you know it's Efshar. So what if he can go to another street? But he goes to the same street that he goes every day. Doesn't want to change. So Mimele, and he's not Yechavim to enjoy the fragrance of his own. So it's Mutar. I could am Rachel Mechav Hanik Tayyid al Mirab Shimon. Loy Epsha, Loy Kom Mechavim. If it's Loy Epsha, the Loy Kom Mechavim, Kula Omu is Pida Bishor. So Teisa says, Kula Omu means Bein Rab Yudah, Bein Rab Shimon, Almeide, that it's Muda. Even Rab Yudah, he said, Dorosh Nishab Nizoseh, so that's the only case where it's Epsha. But it's Roy Epsher, so the name of Judah is made. The Dovashim is having his mother. Chiefly, when is the Machlekes between Abaye and Rabbe, the Roy Epsher, become a Chav. There is no other one. But he is a Chav to inhale the fragrance of that as well. The Alibu the Rav Shimon does the Mosakav, one day, Kola Omu Pidu Dorasa. Chiefly, the Alibu the Rav Yudah. Leishne Yishab, Leishne Shein Yishab, Efsha Oseh, Abaye Kereb Yehudei, Tehobe Moloch, Ad Kan Likom Rabbi Yishin Yishab, Yishab Eno Lechumre, Yishab Eno Shein Yishab Eno Likule Loi. So, and we pass from like a second one. Now, it's not a big nothing more in it, because according to the second one, the whole Machlekes is a little bit Rabbi Yehudei. And also the shame, except for the shiltes, possible like the shimen, so maybe it's not relevant. Thus, because the whole machlekes, according to the second version, between Abaye and Rebbe, is a little bit of a beauty. It's a little bit of shimen, so was it Bosa Kabone? So of course, so if it is Ham, it's also. If it is Ham, it's also. But, so the machlekes between Abaye and Rebbe is a little bit of a beauty. And we don't pass like a bit. Only the shiltes pass because of what they're going like. But we pass like the second one. Because the more says to you today in respect to the first one. So that means we pass like the second one. So that means, according to the second version, there is a glitches between Abaye and Robert in the case of Loy Epsha Bikomechavim. I will read it. What does Loy Epsha Bikomechavim mean? Loy Epsha means he has no other street to go. What do you mean he has no other street? Let him stay home. He says that he has to go. The answer is he has to go to work. That's the usual thing that he does every day. That's routine. He goes to work every day. So, in order to follow up his routine, what he does all the time, he has to go to this street. And if he goes to that street, some male, he will enjoy the place. Just in the human being, there is a very strong fragrance. So, he'll enjoy it. He can't help it. He can't help it. Some male, unless, I mean, you're putting your clog, his ear, his nose, nostrils, with cotton, all kinds of things, I mean, so maybe he will not enjoy it. But if he'll act normally, he'll enjoy the fragrance. If he'll act the way he acts all day, every time he goes to the street to work, he'll enjoy the fragrance. But this time he decided, since after all, I am naive to him, and I am straining in the soil, I'm in the office, I'm very naive to him. I am not going to do something that is yourself, but I go through that street anyway. Every day I go through that street. And I'm like you, so today I'll also go. But since I'm going through that street anyway, I might as well enjoy the fragrance of the Abrizon in a maximum way. And as he walks, he keeps on inhaling it, become one. So a little bit of beauty. So Abaya says, a little bit of beauty is good. Because sin is according to a beauty. Dovashim is having his osea. So the important thing is the act itself, not the kavane. The kavane is not an integral part of the Abaya. Something that is osea even if you're not behind it. And here, he has to do the act anyway. And he'll enjoy it anyway. So it doesn't count if he injects his kavane to inhale the fragrance of Abaya. So Abaya Krabiude. Abaya Krabiude. Because Shabbat Akibi, the author of Yudah, the Efya, Avro Vav, the Lohim, is Chavei. Shmamin Olu Chashbun Olu Kavon, Elu B'di Efya, Melo Efya, Tai Lepayme. Hil Kachicha, Dlo Efya, Avro Vav, Kom Echavu, Lich, Pusle Rabbi. Bechob Yom Oloch, Ad Kam, Kom Rabbi Yudah, Shim Yischav, 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 Now, what Rashbo is saying, Rashbo is Mamesh saying, What Abaye says, a little bit of beauty. But here the Gemara says, even according to Abaye, only a little bit of beauty is much. But we don't pass like Abaye, we pass like Chodesh, it's not one of the Al-Yam. And then, even according to Abaye, so only a little bit of Rabbi Yudah is mitzvah. Because Rabbi Yudah holds Dovash Mishchav Mizoseh, so Kavoni is not an integral and essential part of the Ma'is Abaye. The Ma'ise is the essence of the Abaye. And since the Ma'ise he'll do anyway, because it's very Efshia, so it doesn't matter if he injects an extra Kavoni. Mashein came, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Dovash Mishchav Mizmuteh. So, the same Ma'ise, if it's not coupled with the Kavone Lisea, it's not even in my Savere. So if he injects the Kavone, so then of course he's doing something that is Osea, and we pass for a Kavshimen. Still, the Rashbo says that if, let's say, he has a house, and he's accustomed every day when he leaves the house, he closes the door of the house, and he locks the door. Every day he does the same thing. Every day, including Shabbos, that's routine. When he walks out of the house, he closes the door and he locks the house. Why does he do it? In order to protect the house against Kavanah. Now, he has a double purpose. He's doing that which he does every day as a routine for two reasons. First, in order to protect the house against Kavanah. And two, in order to restrain the deer shouldn't just escape. So it's mutter. In this case, of course, it is also with the rice is high heart. But even if he does it only to protect the heart, but it's a psychiatrist, do we almost? Some male is also high heart. So what is she the Rashbo? The sheet of the Rashbo is that here is the case of Loy Epsha become heart. Because it's Loy Epsha. Lo Yafsha doesn't mean he has to do it, otherwise he'll die, Chas V'Shalom. Lo Yafsha means that's the thing that he has to do. That's his routine thing. I mean, every day, every time he leaves the house, he closes the door and locks the house to protect it against them. So it's Lo Yafsha, there is no other way. But he's injecting an extra kavod. Since there is a deer in the house, so he injects an extra kavan, not only to protect the house against theft, but even
to restrain the deer in the house. So it's also, it's lawyer shall become a chatz. But the question is, number one, even Abaye only says that it's good there, I'll live in a Judah. And we ask him like Rav Shimon. So Abaye is me, I'll live in Rav Shimon. It's also, and it's high too. And then, this Machleke, even I'll live in a Judah. We don't see Machleke, it's not Abaye and Rode. So we ask him like Rode, it's not one of the Al-Hidat. So the answer obviously is that the Hashpah holds Shabbos is peculiar, is different. The machleket between Abaye and Rode isn't part of the good, where there is no halacha of melechas machshavah. So there, Abaye the Rav Shimon, so if Abaye is made the play of Shabbos from the Shabbos, he's also. And Abaye the Rav Yude, so in part of the good, Rode says, if Abaye the Rav Yude is also. Anything that is Shabbos, where there is a lot of less machete, so really, since he would do this extra closing and locking the door anyway, even if there hadn't been a deal, he would do the same act. So it's way up there. So he's so even if he injects an extra carbone, but less machete is a thing. So where does Abaye say that Alibi the Rav Shimon is definitely also the simple answer of Polish? Well, there is no requirement to records of the Rav Shimon. Hashem came by Shabbos, where there is Allah of the Rav Shimon, so even Rove will be made it, that in the case of Loi Afshah, since it is an act that he will do anyway, and he would be allowed to do it anyway, without the extra carbon. So the Mele seems he's allowed to do this act without the extra carbon and Lisa. So the Mele, because if you don't want to have it, so the Mele is allowed to inject the extra carbon. Because we have to become a Chabe. And by Shabbos, the Rajma Shikini is that I live in the Kulam, even I live in the Rav Shimon. And even a little bit of it. So we have to become this Chave in his Mutam Reis, because it's nothing less much. But the question is, but here, the Ram's second question, if we assume that without extra carbonate is Mutam, then we could go one step farther and say, with the extra carbonate, it's also Mutam. Because there is a lot of less much. Since the act would be done even without that extra carbonate. So the act is not done exclusively for the carbonate of Israel, so really it's not less machines. But even without the extra carbonate, it should be also there. Even though it's for Yeshua, so he will not be protected against Ganovim. So what? So Ganovim will steal his property, so what? So Mele, even without the extra carbon, it should be also, because it's discretion. So the answer is, without the extra carbon, then we couldn't apply the aloha discretion, because the Rashba Shite is like Rashi. That the reason why discretion is considered mishaven is not because there is an extra aloha when you have to do one act, and that act number one necessarily entails act number two, so the kavone that is directed to act number one is misyachis to act number two. Now, let's say if you intend to chop off the head of the tzipeya, even though you don't intend to deaden the tzipeya, so then we say in view of the fact that it's impossible to chop off the head of the balchai without killing the balchai, impossible. You couldn't do it even once in a million times. So Mele, it's not to settle there, it's Sanah, just in a rough memory. So here too, if it had been impossible to close, to lock the door of the house without trapping the deer, so then we could say it's Sanah, locking the door of the house in which there is a deer, so it's the same identical act as trapping the deer. Jealous. See, just because coincidentally there is a deer in this house. Every other time, every other house, there is no deer. So when you lock the door of the house, of the average house, so you also trap a deer. There is no deer in the house. Generally speaking, there is no deer in the house when you lock it. And still you lock it. So you couldn't say that locking the door of the house is the same identical act as trapping a deer. It's two separate things. Because many times you close the door, you lock the door, and you don't trap a deer. There is no deer in the house. So melee, so even when there is a deer in the house, it's not the same identical act. If it's not the same identical act, so melee, in case you're not misfavored to trap a deer, then it's mutter. And for abortion is having. So melee by Shabbos, if you would be doing the same act anyway, even without a deer. So just injecting the extra kavanah doesn't matter. Because since the same act would have been performed without this kavanah of meloche, so it's not a loss of shields. That's the sheet of the Rashba. But we have to say that the Rashba agrees with the shite. The Rashba agrees with the shite of Rashba. Now, the shite of Tiberium. But anyway, it's later. Right. The Shilte HaKaberim, Shmir Shvotzi, says, in respect to that Rashba, that, so he says, that in Tshuva, he showed that if a certain act can be done without the Tzikreishe of Meloche, so even if it's done in a way that is involved in Tzikreishe, so it's also Mutavis Adolfin. It's Mamish. That's Mamish. What I am saying in the Rashi's Mochim. And that's the Shita of Rashi's Suvis. And that's the Shita, and that's the Shita of the Rashi. All right.
Oh, we have to do some necessity. So while you hold this father, through the minute of his mama, he won't be able to dive in there at the time. Now what it means here, it's not clear. Does mean at the time, you won't dive in there at all? Only you'll have to make up another minute for later by having two marriages? Or does it mean you won't be able to have a minute and fly in 2.5 hours before night? So the time he will end up shot. The 15th of Yerushalmi, again. Hainu, Kishi Yesh, Lola, Sis, Sof, he has to do something after this. The Shiloh Yuchal is followed to us a minute this man, they won't be able to have a minute in this man minute. Because there's going to be, let's say, a breeze or something, it's sort of this power of Shnei Yameya, and you have to dump them both right away. And you have to dump them both right away, so you say, Nirvei comes first. He wants to hold your low layer of the Sudi, the girl or the no this Sudian, as he goes to the house and the Sherab or has a country. On this year, he's afraid, Shem, or you shall be sued also, he started, and I become intoxicated. It wouldn't be able to dominate her properly. So therefore, this lady won't be able to dominate her properly. Or it won't dominate at the right time, 2.5 hours before the night, according to Yerushalmi. So therefore, he can dominate her. He might dominate her first. Ah, well, in Yeshua, Hoyalo, Shus, was followed off by Philip, and was just a little but he's after Musa. He will have time. To daven mitzvah bismano, bismano we can learn in 2.5 hours before night. Ain't well the husband to his mitzvah, you shouldn't. You don't have to daven mitzvah first. Doesn't mean you shouldn't. You don't have to. However, his father gets to the mitzvah, I got to daven the site of mitzvah, and after his mitzvah. So therefore, on a false shem too, you don't have to rush. Because even if it will take time to finish shafri, down to the time of mitzvah, I mean, half hour after middle of the day, you can still daven mitzvah first. My opinion, when does this say to you know it? The minute it comes first, if there's a shash that later he won't be able to daven minutah, or he won't daven in the right time. But if there's plenty of time for a minutah, so then you can daven a mitzvah like the regular say that to, and that's the way the minutah. Say the picture. And you can know it. I'm sure there's something about that. Oh, well, Rabbi Shulchan, where you call on a spower to a show Musaf and not a Shevashoi for Rabbi Yehuda? Anyone davening Musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It says in Nazi Yehuda, after 7 hours, all of our cause to Ema. On him, the Pasuk said, Nugay Minoyoi. Nugay means two meanings. Nugay means saddened, and Nugay means those who missed the boat. They're postponed, they're late. And the Moyer uses both perishes. Nugay Minoyoi. The people who are sad because they missed the opportunity to come for Yom Kippur Yerushalayim. For Savti Yimichol, I have taken away from you, it means whatever it is, I've taken away from you the opportunity of the happiness for you. That's what they were. They were people who missed the opportunity, and I took away the opportunities of the happiness from them. So that's one of the instances. Now, of course, you're talking about other things that people missed. And therefore, they are new game in way. They missed and buried. It's maybe the set times. And they also saddened by that. How does it seem to mean the high Nugit Krishna their Tavaru, the Nugit Aloshim of catastrophe? Tava means a Sheva, a bro, a catastrophe. Kidinatagan Aviesu translated, Aviesu always translated things in Tavaru. Tavaru also, ruination or a catastrophe will come. I'll say, they end the base Israel, and the enemies of base Israel. Enemies, just a euphemism, enemies on their Jews. On the enemies of base Israel, I'll be Eicharu, because they delayed, they came too late, Zimrim or Adai, the times of the Marim Yerushalayim. There are some people who kept on postponing, again, something happened, they couldn't set out, and they did set out, they came too late. Now, that's one statement. This statement is talking about davening Musaf past the time. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, at 7 hours is on it. Omer Lozo, Talanis Baal Tila Shol Shachis, Rabbi Abba Shoy, Rach Abba Shoy, Rabbi Yehuda, after 4 hours. Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda saying, Oh, Lord, I told you in a new game, and may the Safin, you may call you. Now, the same Pasuk, now this time, now, the translation is a little different. My master. How does it seem the high Nugi Vishnu did sorrow, Nugi the lesson of distress, the thieves go for Napshi me to go. My soul wept, go for me to weep from sadness. Nachum Eishu, remember, help me up, it's to Rosea Nugas, her virgin, Rosea, the Him Alor, and she has been bitter. So what do we see from this? That Marsha notes, in the first case, where he got in Luther Catholic time, so Rabbi Yisrael translates Tavah, but in words it says Tavah. Not Rabbi Yisrael, Tavah means a ruination, a catastrophe, a sheva. And when it comes to davening Shacharis past that time, he just says Nugah, sadness. The Masha asked, what's the difference? There it says Tavah, and here it says a Russian of Tsaro, just Tavah. So Masha thinks it's Tavah, maybe it's there. Maybe it's just like this. Shachris, the man missed. After Dalai Shoy, he still make it up at Tfilas Nedore. Not a complete condensation, but he can stand Shmon Esser and say, I am Mitznadi Mishmon Esser. In Tfilas Nedore, there are certain conditions. He has to be Mechavish, he has to add something to it. But he can make it up. But Musa, he came down with Tfilas Nedore. I think it's also a question of in doubt. If he said Talmud Mata, he's in doubt. So he can send another Shmonesah and say, if I miss Shmonesah, if I miss Talmud Mata, so I'm saying this Shmonesah, this time to make up for our mess. If I said Talmud Mata, so this is in a doubt. In a case like that, you don't have to be in the Chavis, you don't have to add anything. When you're doing it because of the Sophic, you don't have to add anything. But Musa, in case a person just didn't doubt, he said, Mashiach, I'm all I guess, and Musa. He didn't doubt. Then he can't do anything about it. But you can't give a tilth and doubt from Musa. Musa is not any doubt. Musa is just one coder. That's the thing about voluntary Musa. So therefore, for Musa, the thing is, it's a Tavra, like a Sheva. But Shachar is the thing is, it's called Tavra. That's what Mao Shah said. Stay after here. If it was a question of Mao Shah, you'll know that I guess in the first 30 days, if it is in doubt, there's no suffering. Even Musa, we have to repeat. Because in the first 30 days, he's oppressed because he didn't fail. It is in doubt. So we'll say, Yahweh, 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 he's in doubt. There, it is in suffering, so Musa, we can't repeat. It's not how people is mine, it's how people can do it. Right there. I was here last year. And the resumption of why Arabians didn't come to the Zabashir. Amalaysa, Abaya said, my time, and what's the knowledge here? Why didn't you come to this and that? He went to the Arabi to say the reason. Amalaysa said, I have a Polish wee boy, my heart was weak, but so almost in I couldn't. I didn't feel well, I couldn't come. Amalaysa said, and my love to Amphon, he was, why didn't you say something? Take a little bite and come. Amalei said, well, Sova Lama, don't you hold the whole day Abunya. He's given Abunya, and Abunya also the Lord and she can put faith in his installment to our family talks. Also to taste anything upon this, even a small bite, they will see the Lord has not that much. Amalei, so he said, Abaya said to me, boy, that a mouth is pleased, wisdom, and was talking to Yahweh, you should have done in Mutsa at home by yourself, or live to a meeting and face something for the base and then come to base and in order to come to learning, it's worth having with her home. They want to take her back and say, on the left, they said, the Lord saw the Lord, Ma, the Oma, Hodama, Rehman, Tota, Rehman, and said, also, Reverend, she argued to be lost at the Philip Archibald. A man is also going to die before the Archibald. Achieve it in Dalm Musa. So it's also from hand to Dalm before they give it Dalm Musa. On my way, La Vizma, La Vizma, La Vizma, La Vizma, La Vizma, La Vizma, La only in Tiva. In the Tiva, you can't Dalm before the Tiva. But at home, if there's some necessity, you can Dalm before the time of the Tiva. And in doubt, who's talking all this time? Abaya started the conversation because he wanted Abaya to say it, even that he wasn't well. But it's not trouble that Abaya continues. It's stirring up trouble. That's good. Abayasu is asking the question. Abayasu heard this explanation because Paul has three boys. So they said, why didn't she eat something? That's more of a sabbath. Now we want to conclude. Well, that's true. That's a lawyer. Our Lord has not like our women as you need. You could take a bite if one Musa. Not a meal, but you can take a bite if one Musa. The Lord can be sure then later. Our Kuntas. There are women for the Amon. That's the thing we just said. A woman said you can't take a bite if one Musa. The Lord has not so. You could. But be sure then later. Not sure then later. Even she has man feel it in him. Also, why Lord, when she is in the tomb, she is followed to the cemetery. By the time that military comes, it's offered to taste anything before military. So Allah has not saw if you taste something before military. Or soon see in Shulchan Aruch exactly what it means. First day of Nisan. Allah has not like Abi Yeshua Ben Levi, who says, also the Odom Likun Kum came to the power to his military. Because his man Tzilas Minuk has arrived already. So, in Shulchan Aruch it says, hold me also that will see the Kitano. It means, at Minuk of Kitano, everybody says, you can't eat a Suda Kitano. And it's 2.5 hours before night, a Suda Kitano you shouldn't eat before Minuk. I look at Shikha, they are the Suda. They sit down to eat a Suda. I will return. Behind the Achilas Pele, or who are being a lechol tas kebezo, like a person eats without kriya sugar, it's muta, even as man muta tas. Now, muta gebelo, there are sheikas in Shechamai. One sheikha said, I found a muta gebelo. She said, a kind of meal like very well, it's also to eat a suda even suda kitana. Some say it's also to eat only a suda very well. And some say even suda very well, suda is like a banquet, passing a banquet. Some say even a suda very well is muta, is my meal for very well. Only worried about my meal for kitana. That's why we're starting out with the last time. Meal for kitana, however, you can't eat a suda. Even a Suda Kitana, but you can eat something, kapas, kibesa, or pears, or you can eat a tavsha, which not mezenis. The tavsha means that's not kapas, not bait, even if mezenis, like kugel, things like that, even a lot, as long as it's not kapas, bait. So once more, the stomach will mean for Tano, the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutel to eat and pass kibetza. So this will be more, I mean, a lot of not like it should have been lately. I just mentioned in passing, the Mirchak Deva, I don't want to go into that because I don't know if they look at it in there, as I was mentioning already. But some of the Mirchak Tano, even that's the most homework time, and still, we don't possibly have a ship already, you can take a bite. However, this we have to know, but the Poskim adds, if this man goes to Beis HaKnesses always, and there's a man covering the Beis HaKnesses, he can eat even a big suitor before Mincha becomes a by telling Lorah. Commission. Rabbi Nechonye, then Akonye, Hoyen, Spalel, because he's also the Beis HaMedes. Now, he's not talking about coming to Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaMedes is a place where they're learning. So before he entered the learning, he said a tefillah. For the Tzios, when he went out, he also said a tefillah tetzor, a short tefillah. On the look. So the people said to him, they saw him standing there saying a tefillah. Ma'am, okay, with tefillah, what's the place? I mean, what's the purpose of this tefillah? On my lamp, so he answered, you can be a saucer. When I'm coming in, I'm in this power. Shiro Yered, Ra'atatol al Yodi. There shouldn't take place some mishap, a mishap, because of me. Sometimes there could be some conflict with somebody, in Halacha, or somebody else. Will be tefillah. When I go out, I give thanks for my health, my share, that I was there to sit in the Beis HaMedrash. Kol Rabban, from the source, when he came in, Mahoim, what did he say? Yerosim, Yerfamecha, Hashem, Alekai, Shelo, Yehara, Dvaratatol, Agadi. It shouldn't happen any mishap because of me. Lo, Ekor, Shel, Bedvar, Halachet, I shouldn't stumble over some Dvar, Halachet. That in itself is a mishap. But in addition, the Yisim, who be Chaveri, Chaveri, a Chava in his heart, but their opponent in Halachet, he might have some satisfaction. And that would be a mitzvah for that. So he answered it. He shouldn't have a mitzvah, they shouldn't have a mitzvah. Lord, I'm not old Tom, that's one way of learning. Another way of learning is, I hope that I shouldn't be mitzvah to many of our love, and I pray that my chavim should be satisfied with me. I should say only good stuff. It's another way of learning that. It's a filler. That the yisnuch will be chavim, my chavim should have satisfaction. But you see a man is stubborn and saying he took his brother, people are displeased. But they should be satisfied and saying good story. Well, I ain't my old Tommy, Well, you push, that's all. Now here, the second shot seems to me more logical. Because he's jumping from one subject to back to the first subject. First he should be nifsu l'ra'al, okay? And then he says, according to the first shot, a chaver shouldn't be nifsu by being satisfied with my mitzvah. Then he goes back again, he shouldn't say something wrong in our office. It doesn't make sense. It seems that the whole thing is about he shouldn't say something wrong in our office. Then it makes sense. Again, second shot. I shouldn't be nitzvah the vow of it, and I pray on the Hadam be satisfied with what I'm saying. I should say the right thing. And I shouldn't say I'll come to our person. It's all one Indian. He shouldn't make any mistakes in our office. And then he prayed also, well, he cost with how there I did by Allah. The hair's not the hair. And I should always be happy with that. They should say the right thing. According to the first shot would be, I shouldn't be happy at the end of this time. Do you see also, when he went out, what did he say? Maybe I'm here for not Hashem, or they cry, he says, I'm still healthy, and maybe should be some other. But you put my portion, my lot, among those who sit in the base on every. Although some talk healthy in the Yeshua part, he didn't put my lot among those who sit on the street corners. Those days no other place to sit. Today a person who wastes time in his house too, because those days he's away from the street corners. Shani Mashkin, oh, getting up early in the morning. Ani Mashkin, I get up early to be with her. Mashkin, I go in the toilet. They get up for nothing. I'm the owner, hey, my mayor. Everybody has to toil in this world. Nobody has it without toil. I'm the owner, and the Kabil Socha is to see their word. Hey, my mayor, and the Kabil Socha. I'm the Rots, the Heim Rots. I'm the Rots, the Chayer of my book, the Heim Rots, and the Bear Shachar. And I said, look here, Yashir, once talking about Yashir people. He said, Heim Rots, the owner, hey, my Rots. Heim Rots. Heim Rots. He said, if you thought you'd be down 6 o'clock in the morning, he said, then I'm afraid to be done. In those days, everybody was masking. He said, hey, masking. Oh, no, he's not a masking. I said, please, I'm your shirt. He said, that's right. No, they discrepancy in the first shot. First you say, shall I caution? And then you say that the Chaver shouldn't rejoice in my mistake. You have an English because of that. Then again, I shouldn't say I'll come to her. So the Torah says on the side, that's it. I shouldn't say I'll come to her, it goes before. Al Yitzchak will be Chavera. But we see the gift of the Gemara is this way, however. The plain gift is that way. So according to the plain gift, that would be the pshat. But I have not even a cash, you know, also I've got to be part of the whole
So, in Kaplan's situation, that he told lady the question, so what is he? But here we are talking about him. So how does that have a bearing? The fact that they are king, how does it have a bearing upon the king's of energy? So he pointed out that Rashi Shiki was born. Rashi Shiki was born. When something can be done for such a way, it's not in love. So even if the same act is done in such a way, that it's really about me to say, okay, it's still me. In other words, it's about me, I know the issue. I got the issue. In view of the fact that it's possible to pour the wine on the Mizbeach, drop by drop, not reject, so then we're not involved in the situation of Tibu, of the Ish, of the Mizbeach. So maybe even if he pours on the Mizbeach in the form of the jet, where he does involve in the Tibu of the fire, so it's still. What's the shot? I mean, Tate says, Dr. Dini Shabbat says, that when is it good to be in Sao Piano the Vision? Only if he pours it drop by drop. But if he pours it in the form of a jet, so it will definitely extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach, then it is awesome. But Rashi Shiti is not. Since it's beyond it to pour it drop by drop, and then it will not extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach, so it's mutter even to pour it in the form of jet. What's the pshat? Because Rashi Shiki, that's the machlekes between Tosfos and Rashi. What's the pshat in the situation? In other words, one chops off the head of the tzipeya and he says, I'm not mishaving to kill the tzipeya. I'm just mishaving to chop off the head of it. So according to Tosfos, it's a special law that if somebody is mishaving to act number one, and act number one definitely necessarily entails the commission of act number two, so the kavone that she directs against act number one is misyaches to act number two. Rashi Shiti is not saying that the kavone that she directs toward act number one is misyaches out of being to act number two. He wasn't mishaving to act number two. Some male is not considered mishaving the kavone. But even if it's physically impossible to commit act number one without entailing act number two, then it's a riot that you start to support. Same and identical act. So it's only a matter of semantics. You say, I am mishaving to chop off the head of the I am not mishaving to kill it. Since it's not possible, even once in a million times, to chop off the head of a tzipper without killing a tzipper, so chopping off the head of a tzipper and killing a tzipper, you want to call it by another name, okay, fine, the semantics. But it remains the same. Identical act. So that's how she did. But in the case of Nizalt Yain of the Vishim, if it had been possible to pour upon Gachelet without extinguishing it, no matter how you pour, whether you pour drop by drop or you pour on jet, so it would be, it would be serious to be that no matter how you pour upon Gachelet, you must extinguish it. Then it would be Hanaha. But since it is possible to pour in such a way that you shouldn't extinguish it, to pour drop by drop, so that means the pouring on top of the darkness and the extinguishing the darkness are two separate acts. If they are two separate acts, so even one necessarily entails the other. So it's considered in his habit. So that's what Rashi says here. In view of the fact there are certain people who are clean, so you can give them how many? They are clean, Batoye. So Leila, that the Raya, that proves that the making of the Asmitzvah and producing them, are not the same act. It's two separate acts. But one entails the other. But vis-à-vis Boki, so one can be done without the other. So it's a riot, it's two separate texts. If it's two separate texts, so Meir Joshim is Chavi, we don't apply the Aloha together. And that we saw also in this Ralfashi, in Shabbos. Ralfashi, in Shabbos. Now that doesn't mean that Rashi would agree with the Ralfashi, but the Rashbo will have to agree with Rashi. Rashi does not have to agree with Rashi. In other words, the Mishnah says, again, the Kriya Kohele, Holy Mosedene, Le Neel Asabayis, the Nitzot Zvi Shomotu. So the Mishnah says that if, let's say, there is a gear, it's Zvi in the house, and the door is open. So if the door is open, so the Zvi has an outlet. He's able to walk out. He's not trapped in the house. Then Ruvei sits down on the threshold of the doorway, thereby obstructing the passage, preventing the Tzvi from running out of the house, trapping the Tzvi. And suppose that when Ruvei sits down on the threshold, so he obstructs the passage completely, the Tzvi cannot walk out. Then, after Ruvei sits down on the threshold, so Shimon sits down beside him, adjacent him. So Ruvin is higher the Chatos Mishum Tzor. Because he, by sitting down on the threshold, he in effect trapped the tree. Jaded, so he's higher the Chatos Mishum. Shimon is not higher. Shimon is not higher. Why? Because Shimon didn't do anything. The tree was already trapped before Shimon sat down beside him. On the Moses David, so that is a new project. I mean, the door project. So this can require any explanation. It's out of the Mishnah mentions Holy Moses David, the male is a the male is a vice, the new top, the Shomo Pisayan. This is analogous to somebody who closes the door of the house, locks the door of the house, so then he doesn't do any avera of tzedek, even though the tzvi has been in the house. The Ram says, that Mishnah doesn't mean that if the door is open, and then it's in the house, and then a person closes the door and locks the door, thereby preventing the tzvi from going out, that he's not high. Of course he's high. But it means, so the door is already closed and locked. It's in the house, and the door is already closed and locked. That was done before Shabbos. But then on Shabbos, he locks it again, you know, sometimes. He's locked with one lock, and then there's another lock. You lock it through the second one. So then there's no issue, because it's without he's locking the second time. So the tree was back there anyway. So that's the understanding. But it's much different than the Hashbo. The Hashbo explains the Mishnah differently. The Hashbo explains the Mishnah yet. But the Mishnah has reference to the case where there's a tree in the house and Shabbos, and the door is open. Where the person, whenever he walks out of the house, he locks the door. Why? There is a tzvi, there is no tzvi. He doesn't want Gamodim to come to the house and steal all the chafotim of the house. Now here, so there was a tzvi also, and he locked it deliberately for two reasons. First of all, for the permanent reason. He always likes to get the house when he looks out in order to protect it against kind of evil. And here he has another motive to restrain the tree so the tree shouldn't burn out. What the Hadbo says, so in that case he's not high hat. Why? Because inasmuch as he would have done the same thing anyway, even as a Hadithman, he always liked the house when he goes out. Even if there is no tree. Some male, there is not doing any Aveira just because he rejected another intention, another purpose. He would have done it anyway, he moved out that purpose. So really there is no intention. So he mentions two aspects. Number one, it's hard money to restrain the tree, so it's mamish now. Then he says further, even if the person would not intend to close the door of the house, lock the door of the house for the purpose of restraining the tree, but he would do it just for the purpose of protecting the house against anavim, it will also be high house because it's a situation. So what's the shot? Now, in the Sibling country, there's an Ahlaid case, between Abai and Gode, Epshel and Kamachal, Lui Epshel and Kamachal, so that's two reasons. Now, in the first Russian, so Gemara says Newt, and then the second Russian, so there is no Jew, so that means that Allah is like the second Jew. The Ahlaid case is an Abai and Gode, according to the second Russian, is an Ahlaid case is in the case of Loi Epshel becoming Chav. If Loi Epshel will Loi coming Chav, so then Kalaumi to be shot. And what is in Kalaumi to be shot? As Peter says, Kalaumi in the second verse means, they have been the name of Shimen, so I made it that he shot. Even what I do, that he says, the machine is Chav Mizoseh, that's only in the case of Epshel will come Chav. But in the case of Loi Epshel will come Chav, Rav Judy is also made that the person is having his mutter. But when is the machlekes between Abai and Bode, by Loi Epshel become a chav. But if Loi Epshel become a chav, in other words, the person is accustomed every day to go to a certain street. To work. Let's say he's accustomed to go to work to 160 just to get example like this. And one day he doesn't saw I'm not a fierce of the law. So and there is a law not to do many of not because if somebody feels the fragrance of fierce of the law, so he has a more from that result. So the question is, now, it's Loi Epshel, because it was Loi Epshel, he couldn't go to another street. In order to go to his place of work, he has to go after 260. He couldn't go to 260. Only 260. So, become a hub. So, if you not in having to entail the fragrance, even though he will enjoy it anyway, even if it's not. But she is having to decide I'm going to that street anyways, so I might as well enjoy it more. Then he's having to inhale the fragrance of that song. So I will be there, him, and of course it's awesome. I will be there, the high mountains too. But I will be there, him. So, yeah. But I says, I will be there, him, the scenes of you, the holes, the Dorothy is having those there. So the Hagoni is not a necessary ingredient of the Messiah. It's certain mice is also, so even without carbon and Israel, it's also. So Mele seems carbon is not a necessary ingredient of the mice out there, but a musical part of the mice out there. And he has to do that mice anyway. So even he is having it all. And Rabbi says, no, the Judon says the thing is happening the same being as the Shabbat. But the Shabbat should have the same being as any Shabbat that he does. So, in other words, what? Not so. So, we pass by the second one. And the second version says, the Machlaikis is Nabai and Rabbi is only a little bit of Judy. A little bit of King, of course, it's also. Only a few of them. So only a little bit of Jude. And a little bit of Jude himself, so it's only a value system. But what they say is, it's awesome. Now the problem is, whenever there is a great with Nabai and Rabbi, except in Yalti Gaon, so the Aloha is like God. So that means that Aloha is like God, that he's a little bit of Jude. So Louis F. shall become a Chavi in person. Needless to mention, a little bit of Shimon, so you might call it Abai, Louis F. Sharp, become a Havim person. And all of the Shimon, except for the Shilte, passes like a Shimon, not like the Jude. So, and the Rajbo also passes like a Shimon. So how did the Rajbo say, in this case, where he would lock the door of the house anyway, even if there had been it? That's it. And it's Louis F. Sharp, because after all, you know, yes. To keep the house closed, otherwise thieves might come and steal the valuables in the house. So it's very actual. But he's going to have him inject an additional carbon. We need a tool, not only to protect the house against the marine, but also to restrain the steel. So it's very actual to come to have a little bit of chicken, three map ice and it's awesome. How does, just on the ice, how does the husband say, is the right. So that's really one of the catches by the Rambam of the Rambam. And second catch is, even if you wouldn't inject the additional carbonic of restraining the tree, even if you would only intend to protect the house against melee, it should still be higher because it's a situation we own. Then second catch. Now, so first, I want friends, I mean, I mentioned yesterday, but I'm repeating it, because it's for the end of this year. So, first I want to answer the first question by the Ram against the Rajbo. The Rajbo. In other words, that here, even though the Gemara says in the Kippur, so it's Mamesh an example of way Yashav comes from. How did the Rajbo say that he might live with a human is not in the Rajbo? So I said yesterday that by Shabbos there is an extra halach of Milachis Marshek. There's an extra halach of Milachis Marshek. You call it a kula, there is only a din of Dorosh and Mishab. But by Shabbos there is an extra halach of Milachis Marshek. Even if he's Mishabin in Yom Hasbor, but we say Mishabin in Yitlishtein, in Tolosh Hanogin, he's also part. Even though he was mishaven managed with him, mishaven mishaveni b'kola shanodim, so he's also for them. So melee, the sheet of the Rajbo is that this halacha of lo yefsha become haven. So a little bit of shimen in my body is made it, that he's hired, that's only because they're good. So there's no halacha to that. I think in my Shabbos, where there is an extra halacha to my Shabbos, so melee, in the case of Loi Efshia, they come having one in Loi Efshia. He would have done the same act anyway. he did not entail the legacy. He would have locked the house anyway to protect the Gazganovi. Even if there hadn't been its defeat. Some male, now that he does it, and he's having the extra carbono also, so it's not a last mashabet. In order to give last mashabet, so he has to do it exclusively because of the carbonosis. But if he would have done the same act, even without the malachasim, so Mele, even though he intends, he has two motives, so it's not enough. Oh. So that answers the first question of the Rav against the Rav. How about the second question? But here, even without him, this having in Lechasisa to trap his feet, he should be considered his having. He should be considered his having because of situation. And if we say that even without the Kabbalah in Yisrael, in Lachasisa, he's considered as having some male, we cannot say that it's all right even to inject the extra Kabbalah. But the answer is that the Rashbam is the truth of Rashbam. The reason is why there is a lot of situations considered as having, not because there is a special aloha, one is mishaving to act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two. So then the kavone that is directed towards act number one and is attributed as mishaving to act number two. No, there is no such one. If it's two separate acts, and he is mishaving to act number one, so he's not considered mishaving to act number two. But if it's physically impossible to perform act number one without entailing act number two, so then it's the same act. You don't have to act. It's just semantics. To call it by two names, it's Einah. But if it is physically possible to perform act number one without entailing act number two, so then it's two separate acts. These two separate acts, we don't provide a lot of explanation. Here it is certainly physically possible to lock it all the house without something. Every time the lock needs to appear. Some male, even if the deer happens to be in the house, it's not considered the same act as locking the door. So if you will be mishaving to trap the deer, then it certainly will be. Some male, by Shabbos, where there is a aloche of Melachas Mach Shabbos, even if he injects the additional covenant of trapping the deer too, it's not enough. Now, at the end of Perikah, Nietzsche that Zvim Mele, who Gnuvad, shall we Yishaven Lishmer as a Zvim Vabe, and shall Yishaven Nama Lishmer Abayas. Of course, if the whole purpose is just to restrain the Zvim, not to watch the house, so then of course he is Chayav. The Aramban plead away, the Sabre, the Shidea, she is the device, Kedem Shinneil, Af, Alkishem Yishaven Lishmer as a Abayas. Even without carbon, it's a she also will know her vice, the habit secretion. The hashtag is the Arashkon, the tunnel in the room, the Afro got the time in the secretion, also her היה דווקא שבאיסי מייסי לא בלתקרי שאם נסחב עם באיסי דבר התגמי אבל אם באיסי התקרי שאיסי גם כן דבר התגמי ונסחב עם גם מבחתר נבוא את סיפיץ two separate mices this guy thinks what the Serbian is all that he was in the creche and having them low short with the MS Kikule Hilsu when he goes after the Kiddusha the whole mice is Epshal Asis so as a creche all if it's possible to do without the creche all that he was in the creche all that he was in the creche short in the Trashen Wochen and Trashen Suvet שלא נסחבו אז את סקרי שבירח בשום ומדברי הרשבו סיוע גודל לדבורי כי כרוכים מהרים דבורי לדבור נבואץ because what he says that's Rashbos so he says the Rashbos it is also like that now but that means that the Rashbos it means with Rashi but that doesn't mean that Rashi it means with the Rashbos Rashi will only say that in the case where his own is having to close the door in order to watch the house against theft. So then it's Mutter, and you don't apply the situation. But Rashi can agree in the Ram, in the case, the Ram, the Ramban, in case where he's having also to threat the deer, and he has two governors, number one, to watch the house, number two, to keep the deer inside the house. So then, Rashi can agree with the Ramban and the Ram that he will be Chayacha. So the Rashbo must agree with Rashi. That does not mean that Rashi must agree with the Rashi, with the Rashi. And this is what the Shepardim says. When you give the Rashbo, you are good with Vorai. Because we are good with Vorai and Vorai. So we see that we're saying that Rashi is not the only one. And Rashi Shepardim, in the Suvi that the Caliphate Bokhus and the Indian that was all the other issue and here Rabbi Atoy of U.S. Mitzvah I think there is another Rashi that establishes the same teaching that when a vase of a vase invades the last line Omar of Yudis, how we do it? Last line, everybody, how we do it? You might or you not to show, you might or you might loss, what do you do it? It means don't. So don't if you're allowed, you know, to meet your fire. So suppose you have lots of wood that you prepare near the oven, near the stove, so you have one line of wood, second line of wood. So you are allowed to arrange them no matter not. In other words, you put one log like this, hold it to your end, then you put another log of wood in your head and hold it to your end, then you put a third log of wood like that until you reach the floor. That's all. But that's no matter not. But in the bottom of my look, the stars from the bottom, and then go up, you're not allowed. Why? Why is there a difference between going up in my world, not all, and going down, I mean going down in my world, not all, and going up in my world, not all, which is because when you do it in my world, not all, so it's not there here, there are beings. When you build a house, so you put one brick on the ground, second brick on top of it, third brick on top of it, fourth brick, fifth brick, fourth. But you don't, so you go mulatto in my room, but you don't start. No builder will start building that way from top to the bottom. Some melee, if it does it, if he arranges the lives of wood, you know, my own matter, so it's not there being, it's not there here. So it's not there, it's not there as it could be. But the matter of my laws, so the Rabbonim is so sad because it's there as it could be. You can be a sort, you can be there, you can be poor, you can be there. The same thing applies to eggs. I want to lay out eggs on the table so you can gauge your number of eggs over the top, and then you put another layer of eggs beneath, until you reach the surface of the table. That's all right. But to put the layer of eggs on the table, then I have to go another layer. Another layer is also because it smells egg. As Rashi says, that the reason is why Rabbi says that the matter of Milo is also because Rabbi passes like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, the Dorashim is having Rabbi Yehuda the Amere, passes like Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, the Dorashim is having just Rashi in Yurka says, says, Pier Sharashe, the Rabbi Yudin Hoche, Sirlich Rabbi Yudin, Doshim Ishab, our non Sirlich Rabbi Shimon, the Doshim Ishab Muta, the Deir Hakulena, the Holy Sirlich Rabbi Shimon, and the Lena Batu Rabbi Shimon made the Rabbi Hoche also. The Homer Rabbi Shimon, Doshim Ishab, the Hod Homer Rabbi Shimon, Doshim Ishab Muta, Heilig Vishayse, Doshim Ishab Muta, Abu Hoche. Is having last is Mashuays. In the Ran, in Masikan Rashi, and he goes down. Stacy doesn't call it out. But the Ran comes out. He says, it's six ways. So maybe I think it's six ways. Six ways. He still knows it to be in. So he's not Mishap. So that's the Kahels. And the Ran is Kashi against Rashi. Because it's Kashi against Rashi. It's Kashi against Rashi. That the reason is the right situation is also not because there is an extra aloche, or somebody is mishaven, so act number one, and act number one necessarily entails act number two, so chavone directs towards act number one, is attributed to act number two. No, very much as well. If it is physically impossible to perform act number one without entailing act number two, so then it's a raya, then it's an act. It's just semantics. We call it by two different names. But here, you might only matter in short, even though the net result would be the same. What is the net result? We have logs of wood or layers of eggs, one on top of what of the other, a pile of eggs, a pile of logs of wood. So you cannot say that the putting down of logs of wood, no matter Milo is the identical act as building. Well, she do the same thing, but she starts from the top and go down to the bottom, so it's moved up. Then it's not being it. So Milo, even when you do it by starting from the bottom and going up, it's not the same thing. It's different text. It's different text. It's different text. It's like a law. So we see the crashing colors up the sheep. Many more. Anyway, so that is the shot in the Rashi here. Now, Rashi is Rochish. As the Rashi, how does the Gemara say he's Rochish? That's what they call it. That the reason is why Shmuel says, result in another issue, because Shmuel is Rochish. He passed his life of human, but neither of him is a special. Here it's not discretion. The fact that it's possible to pour with keeping gases. So maybe I mean to pour with keeping gases, so it's considered a mishap. The Rambam, and Tesves, that the Gimon Shabbos, he says that human being is limited to the case where a mamish pours it with keeping dachis, but the poor times, they are with keeping dachis, in of an army, it's also a time of the Rambam old place, the Kashi. in the Pirush HaMishnah. וכן יוכל אדם להסנד את יין לבד וזיר כניסי כולי על דבר איש ואף אופי שמחד רואי ומסדיח שום מישהו שלא יסשק כדי שנאמר לא יסלבא ויאמרו המיצו כחלס מהמסביע בכל בחיי אבל ידובו שנסחה במי משם לא תימא להכרח ישפויר כתבודון הניבות כתשרג'ו כדישור שזיר את היין המסביע יהיר דין שבהכרח וניקה בידינו מידה רבשים עם סקרי של אילומס דה, זה זה קשה נאו כאן בטרס תגיד שטוטו בזמן דה, שאינו נסחה בדרך Why? Nitish matzo. So taste is so there is some reshame in the Teretz because this halacha only implies that he's allowed to pour it on the place of the Mizbeach where it will not certainly extinguish the fire. But look what the Rambam says. If you should not know your own mind, but you don't know your own mind, you should be able to know your own mind. But you should be able to know your own mind. And you should be able to know your own mind. And you need to know. Oh, then it is an interest. The each of you, she is a kakar and a prayer, and you have to say so, and you should not be able to know. That carrots is given by other shame. In other words, you have, let's say, certain logs of wood, I mean, they are, where there is no fire burning. So you might throw it, you know, on the edges of the log that has no fire. That other shame is given that. But that's the second carrot right now. So the first carrot is something else, is expressed in something else. And look at the lotion of the second. Da שאינו נסחה בדהכרח ותשמעת מהיין ונמיים ועדים להם נעבורם המדרים ושזיר כמסיקי שזיר כמסיק על איש עדים לו נחד מסיק ועקי אך איש מלאי כמסון ומצון in other words because some of the drops of the wine don't extinguish only some of the drops will extinguish not every drop will extinguish He doesn't say that the second character is he has to pour it on the edges of the logs of wood that do not have the fire burning. That's the second character. But the first character is that he's allowed to drop it, pour it mamish in the center of the logs of wood where it will definitely extinguish the fire. This thing fire. But soon some of the drops will not extinguish. Even though on the whole it will extinguish, so it's not what the pshat means. Now, I want to mention what I heard from the father's account in respect to another question. There is a tshuva from Rabbi Kreidia to the Chacham Tzedek, which I was the son-in-law of Rabbi Kreidia. A very interesting tshuva. So Rabbi Kreidia invites the Chacham Tzedek there. That many times he was baffled by the fact that everybody combs his face. Combs his face. Why is it such a little portion to comb the face? To comb the face is a little portion. Because vis-à-vis the face has okay, so it's on your side of the top. but Mr. Rankin got it here. Mr. Rankin told us that peace of horses and clutches between the Rambam pieces, which was the beaten beast. According to the Rambam, so the same aloha, but the Ruach should be a shosha, that it's only Osea, to put off. So, that is mentioned here, the peace as a fool, and twice the peace of horses were. The peace of horses were. But he says, he screws that reason, and he says, no. Only by peace as okay, because one person says, he's the Gaul's label, and one person says, he's a Shrizzle. Nor says, only there is a Ruach, yes, we just host. And King Tah is not, does not involve the Ruach in that host. But by peace as okay, the Torah is the great expression. It has come from Mitzvah Galehu, Mitzakifu passage. Hakofe doesn't mention Yuach, doesn't mention Hashchose, so there is no aloche of the Yuach in the Hashchose. The Rambam Shittim is that we learn now, peace, Havarosh, from the Yuach Hazoke. So just as by peace Hazoke, there is the Hashchose of the Yuach in the Hashchose, to the Norim Hakez, so by peace Havarosh, there is also aloche of the Ruach Yigash Pasek. How the Rambam only allowed to cut off the Peis HaRosh completely if he doesn't do it through the Tah, but with the Mizparayim came down. That's the Shizah, but it's the Shizah. And the other day, so Makada mentions two shades, one like the Rambam, and one like Peis. So to yourself, Riga says, since it is the right state of thinking, as I shall know, showing that you be also to come to this or peace and so on. You don't know yourself because you are allowed to destroy off the peace. The peace of what you're not allowed to cut off in the right state of the peace. And so just as it is mentioned in Shomano, in the Shabbos, there's a choice of the Bosch, that one's not allowed to comb his hair, and Shabbos is what? Because when you comb the hair, so then it's a cliche that you will block out the hair. You block out the hair. So you have to, how is one allowed to comb the pigs? The pigs so harsh. It's a cliche. You'll block out hair from the pigs. Or to comb the pigs face. So no matter how you do it, you do it with a razor, or you do it with a comb, or you do it with a scissor, or a clip, or whatever. So you're still in there. So how are you allowed to comb the piece? So then Rabbeinu says, of course, he says, we can do it here. Because the Rambam says, Chibalno is a kneino. So you could say, when somebody comes, he pays a horse, so too he'll pluck out the hair too. But for the hair will definitely remain, so maybe it's not us. But the Ramach is massacre. The Ramach is massacre. And the Ramach is called the Ramam, there is a shield in pays a horse. If you think about both sides, so even if you cut off the other side, over in the roadhouse, the Avoyim will be Tah. So it's Mutah, because without the Tah, you're allowed to cut off completely according to